What in the name of Alex Trebek is going on over at Wheel of Fortune?
What's happening?
Okay, that show, I feel like it stayed too long at the party. You know, it's like some of these shows just lose their relevance. Mm-hmm. Like Law & Order still works. Like Law & Order finds a really good way to, they keep hiring younger cast members and they have storylines that kind of make sense, yet stay true to their Law & Order-ness, you know. Wheel of Fortune, I feel like it's, you know, that feeling when like your grandma is trying really hard to be cool. So she says words like woke and extra, and she has no idea what they mean.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That is what Wheel of Fortune feels like right now. So there's been a lot of really weird problems. Let me just say that I don't watch it. So I only find out when like somebody posts something on Twitter, and I always see Wheel of Fortune trending. So it's trending again today for some another fuck up. But so I did a deeper dive into all the problematic Wheel of Fortune episodes just over the past year. There are so many of them. I was shocked. Okay. They made a contestant say Candyman 4 times, which they don't realize. Like if you're a horror film fan, you don't do that.
No, that's how you die.
Exactly. It's like Beetlejuice. You just say it once and that's it.
Yeah, you can't even say it twice. You can't say Bloody Mary. That's it. That's all I can say. You can't say Candyman or Beetlejuice or S-I-R-I.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Right. Exactly. So, but they, you know, they don't get it. Like they just don't get it. So there's a strict rule that you have to say the puzzle when you're guessing and you can't add anything. So this guy, this happened this year. This guy was shocked when he lost. Listen to this.
1D.
See, I hate this game because there's no way I know what this is.
Well, you can't spell.
No. Why?
Yeah, there's a why. Yeah.
I'm declaring victory.
What is that puzzle? Amanda.
Because he said I'm...
Yeah, so it was confusing. You're supposed to just say, so the puzzle was declaring victory. So he just said, I'm declaring victory, meaning like I'm about to win. He was kind of being funny, like declaring victory as is what I'm doing right now. So he said, I'm declaring victory. And Pat Sajak goes, you know, well, is that the puzzle? And the guy should have just said declaring victory, but he was confused because he thought he just said it. And right. Sajak lets the time run out and doesn't say like, you know, Ted, you're going to try again or Ted. He doesn't say anything to encourage the guy. The guy clearly knows the puzzle. He clearly gets it right. But yet Sajak passes it to the girl and she just says V and then she goes declaring victory and then she's the winner.
Yeah, and the guy's like, I just fucking said that.
Right, exactly. So that happened and people were like, well, that's a mess. Then there was Sajak calling a dude ungrateful. And the guy was just joking around. Let me just say that Pat Sajak, again, because I don't want to be like this because I'm very anti-ageism. It's the fact that Pat Sajak has been doing this job too long. And I think he has lost his sense of humor. It's not an age thing because like Alex Trebek, till the day he died, was still irreverent and funny. And you can joke with him. And he was just, he was the butt of the joke, but he was also the one making the jokes. Like that guy, you couldn't shake him. He was awesome. Pat Sajak, I think it's just like, he's just too damn serious. Every time somebody tries to joke with him, it's like he wants to beat them up. Here's the latest one.
Yeah, where else would you be there? Well, for sure in the kitchen, but who calls it a kitchen oven?
No, you won.
I won. I called
you, Aaron. And well, you got the puzzle. Ungrateful players.
See, he calls him ungrateful. The guy was just joking with him. And look how upset he got. Like, take your meds, Pat Sajak. Calm the fuck down. And then something really interesting. I'm getting to what happened today. There's one more that I got. I'm just trying to give you like a feel of like the shitty things that Wheel of Fortune has been doing over the past like year or two.
OK,
so there was this one woman. She won so much money. She won like over $13,000. And she felt really bad because there was this one dude she was playing against who had zero. Okay. So she purposely tanks the last puzzle so he can get a little money. Right. And she's guessing letters like Z, X, when those were obviously not the right, or she would let like the time run out. She would go, time ran out. And the guy, Steve, that she was trying to give money to, ended up winning.
Why would you do that?
Because she'd won over $13,000. She won a trip. She won a whole bunch of stuff. She was the big winner of the night. And this was like the last thing that you can win a little cash. And she wanted the guy because she's a very nice person. She didn't want to take everything. She felt bad taking. Listen, the guy next to her had like $4,000. She had like $13,000. And the one guy had zero. She was trouncing these guys. She's obviously trying to do it to be nice. But Sajak just couldn't let it go.
May I ask you a question?
Sure.
Now, you called some unusual letters in that round.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that was an unsatisfactory answer, but she's not under oath. There's nothing I can do. But she's the big winner, $13,000.
Yeah, fuck you, Sajak. She was trying to be nice, and you had to call her out on it and call attention to the fact that she was trying to be nice, that this poor dude over here was going to end up with nothing. And she was trying to be nice to him, and you had to call it out. Like, just let it go. So this is I'm giving you the picture as to what's been going on with Wheel of Fortune.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what happened today. Okay. This one is really bad. So there's this contestant, Kenisa Miller. She's a nail salon worker from Chicago. She'd already won $28,000. She won a trip to Maui. She faced this two-word puzzle under the category person.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The puzzle shows blank, 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 N, blank, 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 C, blank. And Kenise couldn't figure it out.
H.
Okay.
D.
And a vowel.
A.
All right. What do we have?
Oh, man. Oh, no.
Well, Merry Christmas.
Right.
You have 10 seconds. Person, talk it out. Good luck.
Okay, so there's an N and a C, and she's trying to figure it out.
Yeah, there's no way to figure this out.
She's like, I don't know.
How close were you to saying young jock?
Very far away from that.
I had a hunch.
It's okay.
When the letters aren't there, they're just not there. We couldn't give you that.
Okay, so here's the problem. The answer was Young Jock. Young Jock is a rapper who had that 2006 single, It's Going Down. He's a pretty well-known rapper. And that's who they were referencing, Young Jock. The problem is, he spells it Y-U-N-G-J-O-C. There is no K.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and there is no O. It's Y-U-N-G-J-O-C. They spelled his name wrong. So, of course, she didn't get it. I mean, that would be like, putting Lil Nas X on there, but writing it as, you know, N-A-Z-Z-E-X instead of N-A-S and X.
Yeah, she needs a replay on that. You need to give her that money. That's bullshit.
Right. So everybody on Twitter today was totally calling this out. Like, this was the big thing on Twitter and Instagram. It was trending. So I was like, Wheel of Fortune is trending again. Like, what now?
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, it's inexcusable. Like, to misspell a rap artist's name when that's the answer to your puzzle. Like, isn't there one person there that can Google it? Just find one millennial that could teach you about Google.
Wow. And it's not like that show's live. You could say, let's re-edit that.
Oh, exactly. You're right. It's not a live show. But the fact that it's not a live show, nobody caught it, and they aired it like, doo-doo-doo, no big deal.
Mm-hmm. You're dumb. You don't know, young
right.
Jock.
You know what? Stick to like Barbara Streisand or Cher. Stick to people that you know and know how to spell. Don't try to bring young Jock. Because you know that what happened was some of the higher ups said, you know, the show is just feeling a little too old. You guys need to like throw in some names of some rappers or something cool that the kids are liking these days. As if like some Gen Z person or some millennial is going to be watching Wheel of Fortune anyway.
Yet nobody's watching Wheel of Fortune under the age of 74.
Well, but the thing is, I used to watch game shows with my grandma. So I'm just thinking maybe there might be somebody young watching with the grandma. I don't know. That's all I can think of. But it's weird that you would have the name of a rap artist and then misspell it.
No, you have to understand kids today, anybody under the age of 24, They don't know what a TV is. It's just some funky looking thing on the wall.
Yeah,
you're
right.
They could care. They don't know what a TV is. My son could not tell you one TV show. I don't know the last time he actually watched TV.
So what does he do? He watches YouTube. He plays video games and that's about it.
That's it. I mean, he's always watching YouTube.
What does he watch on YouTube?
Everything. I mean, he knows how to rebuild a 1974 Honda because he's watched it. You know, he's watching all these videos. Any of the famous videos that are out right now on TikTok and all that, he's seen them all.
Right.
You know, if I say, hey, did you see that video of the guy that got pulled over? Oh, yeah. The one in the Lamborghini. Yeah, I saw that.
Right, right. Yeah, he's already seen it. But by the time you tell him about it, he's like, I've been over. That was last week, Dad.
Right. So that's all they do. They watch it on their phone. It's not even on a computer. They lay in bed and just watch their phone. That's it.
Right. And you know what's interesting about that? So our friend James, and who does hair, he was telling me that he just did hair for a 16-year-old girl. And she was telling him, like, first she came in with her makeup perfectly done, like the big giant lashes and the perfect lips. And she wears extensions and she has the big long nails and all this kind of stuff. And, you know, when I was in high school, we were into makeup and we had our nails done and stuff like that. But it was like no big deal. She was telling him she watches YouTube videos like crazy, but it's all the makeup videos, all the tutorials, and she knows how to do her makeup like crazy, like a makeup artist. Like, she's amazing. She could do anything with makeup. She could do anything. Like, she came home and she's like, yeah, these lashes are out. I'm doing these lashes now. I just think it's so, I guess it's, you know, that's why that generation is going to be so much smarter than us, because they know more. Like, just the fact that your son watches tutorial videos, like, I didn't know shit when I was 16. This girl knows everything about hair and makeup and but everything. Like, I just knew a couple of things about makeup and what makeup was and where it went. No, she knows all the different makeup lines. She has all the correct ones. She knows why you use this lipstick and not that one. She knows what primer is and how to use it. She knows which lashes are in now, you know, the magnetic lashes, whatever. Like, it's amazing. I just think that generation is going to really surprise us with how fucking smart they're all going to be.
Well, think about 20 years ago, makeup artists, they weren't hipped to the new hotness until a year later.
Right. That's true.
You know, there's a new type of magnetic lash. I had no idea. But now these people know about it the next day.
Right. But the fact is, not just makeup artists would know, because there's a lot of stuff that goes on like in their industry that they know, but we would never know unless I was on some TV show or for some reason used a makeup artist. I would never know most of this stuff. Do you know what I mean? Like, we just would open a magazine and be like, oh, is that what they're wearing now? But nobody would really explain it to you.
Well, the funny thing is, I had a conversation with a friend of mine who's in IT, and he says, when somebody calls in and says there's something wrong with my computer, he Googles it while they're on the phone with him.
Huh.
So he's Googling the problem to find the answer while he's talking to you. So he doesn't need to know everything about every computer because he's... So I'm like, why do they even hire you? You know, well, because you hire me because I'm good at Googling things to find the answer.
Right. Well, it's not just Googling things to find the answer, because sometimes even when you Google something, it's confusing. So he really understands why he's going to click one link over another. There's that also.
Right. So they understand which video to watch on YouTube to figure that out, when you could do it yourself. You're just not that smart.
Elon Musk unearthed this really interesting video of Microsoft's Bill Gates on David Letterman trying to explain the internet to David Letterman, who was basically not having it.
And what about this internet thing? Do you know anything about that?
Sure.
What the hell is that exactly? Well, it's become a place where people are publishing information.
Right.
So everybody can have their own homepage. Companies are there. The latest information. It's wild what's going
on. Is this crazy?
You can send electronic mail to people. It is.
You can send mail to people.
It's the big new thing.
Yeah, but you know, it's easy to criticize something you don't fully understand, which is my position here.
Go ahead.
But I can remember a couple of months ago, there was like a big breakthrough announcement that on the internet or on some computer deal, they were going to broadcast a baseball game. You could listen to a baseball game on your computer. And I just thought to myself, does radio ring a bell?
Yeah, you know it has about 10 more years from this point.
There's a difference.
There is a difference.
It's not a huge difference.
What is the difference?
But you can listen to the baseball game whenever you want.
Right.
Too.
Oh, I see. So it's stored in one of your memory deals.
Exactly. And then you can come back a year later. That's the RAM thing you talked about earlier.
Yeah. Do tape recorders ring a bell?
All right, Boomer.
Yeah, I just don't know. What can you, just knowing me, the little you know me now, what am I missing here? What do I need?
Well, if you want to learn about the latest cigars or auto racing statistics.
Well, you know, I've got that covered. I subscribe to two British magazines devoted entirely to
Is this crazy? He's trying to explain what the importance of the internet.
Speed line about two times a half hour.
And so David goes back to magazines and radio.
More than I'm getting.
I know.
Oh, you can find other people who have the same unusual interests you do. And
it's just amazing how he's trying to explain the internet to David Letterman, of all people, who's not getting it. He's not really getting the importance of the internet. You know what I mean? Like, think about that. That wasn't that long ago.
That's the thing, is it wasn't 100 years ago. This is 1995.
Right.
And if you think from 1995 to 2000, so 5 years, the internet just exploded.
Right. Yeah. Technology happened very quickly. I have to say, like, once, I mean, think about how we went from BlackBerry to iPhone, and think about how the iPhone grew up really quick, like right in front of our eyes. You know what I mean? Like, these are very quick evolutions. It's not like, it's not something that happened over the course of centuries. So, but that's, which is why this video is so shocking, because this was 1995. Like, a lot of people were alive then who are alive now. It's not like it was 1922.